Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News. I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. If you have any questions, prayer requests, or information about this podcast, please contact us at endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. That's endtimeworldnews@protonmail.com. Let's get into today's news article, folks. And again, this podcast is a podcast. End Times is an independent and alternative media organization dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. So that's where we are, and we are a podcast, and we are expecting the second coming of Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior. And we know that this will happen soon. We know that we're in the end days. We're in the end times. And that's the reason that we do this podcast. We try to do this podcast at least once or twice a week, God willing. I'm back on the air. And again, hi, folks. I'm your host, Eric, for End Time World News. And let's go back to the article. The article, today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Sunday, March 20th, 2022. We're already on the 20th day of March, 2022. Hallelujah. I can't wait. Here we go, folks. The headline reads as follows. Science papers now subject to extreme censorship if they question the official narrative or anything COVID, AIDS, vaccines, climate, virology, or more. So let's get into the article. The moderators at Cornell University, an open access archive and free distribution service for scientific material, have been censoring scientific studies that claim to contain inflammatory content and unprofessional language, i.e. it's the word police, folks. That's what you have to understand. The word police, if they don't like something, they'll say, well, let's just censor it. Let's just take this person out. Let's just erase it. Let's just delete it. Better yet, let's censor it. And that's what they do. A reprint, a preprint server for preliminary versions of scientific studies that are moderated but not yet peer-reviewed or published. RZ is supposed to be a neutral, or supposed to be neutral when it comes to what gets published. The reality, however, is the RV is the selective censoring studies and even banning scientists for publishing work with controversial viewpoints. And again, this is at the Cornell University. So very interesting. One instance, researchers tried to publish a study representing a opposing viewpoint. Another study about room temperature and superconductivity. Those researchers aligned with the opposing view. Studies are reported now in hot water on RV for daring to buck the consensus. And see, back in the day, folks, back when I was in high school, and I know that seems like that was a long time ago, which it was, we had two different points. I remember even back in high school when we had debate class, there was a subject might come up. They might say, okay, where do you stand on the death penalty, Eric? You know, pro or con? Where do you stand here? Where do you stand there? I remember taking up abortion, and I was against abortion, okay? Most Christians would be, but of course, everybody each to his own. Everybody has their own mind and are free thinkers. So I took up that, and of course, the team ended up winning. I had three other classmates with me at the time. And so back then, I wasn't quite the great debater and quite as good, I guess, as I've now become over time, of course, God willing, over time, to be able to debate people in an intelligent, professional, and kind manner. But back then, I remember that there was always two sides of a story. Now, going forward, 30-some years forward or more, now we see that everything has become politicized, everything has become controlled by big media, and whatever they say, you must do. And so I don't necessarily go along with the establishment's point of view. I've always been an independent free thinker. I always will be. And I think God gave you a mind, and God wants you to use your mind, folks. Not use your head for nothing but a hat rack, but use your mind and be able to think and be able to use critical thinking, be able to make decisions on your own, and hopefully make God-given decisions and God-inspired decisions, inspired by God Almighty. Because that's the way a Christian should live. You should live your life according to the Bible, and like Jesus Christ did back when Jesus was alive and on the earth. And people get caught up in this, and unfortunately, they let other people control them. And I'm totally against that. You know, you have a mind, use it. So here we go, back to the article. In one instance, researchers tried to publish a study viewpoint. And then again, that group RZ dared the opposing point of view, and reportedly they're in hot water. The server RZ proceeded to ban University of California, San Diego, which is the U.S. Or UCSD, theoretical physical Jorge. It looks like Jorge Hirsch, for posting anything on the platform for 6 months as punishment for his conflicting viewpoints, which is crazy. Hirsch was the author of a number of papers, sought to represent a different point of view on a particular topic from a published post in October 2020 in Nature, authorized by a team led by the University of Rochester physicist Rigonda Diaz, I'm sorry, reported by the Reclaim. As such scientists do, Hirsch was skeptical of the results of the study and asked for raw data from Diaz, some of which, after many rejections, eventually provided the co-author with the relationship between the scientists, scoured and became evident that their subsequent papers, Hirsch would go on to produce two papers of his own based on the data, only to have both of them blocked by RZ administration and removed by another one by Diaz. Many studies have also been retracted due to fake peer reviews. So this goes on, and I mean, folks, this constantly goes on, the censorship here. We're living in a society that is controlled by Big Brother, a society that's controlled by big tech, alt tech, It's crazy. Not necessarily alt tech all the time, but big tech as well. You know, Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google, of course, is one of the biggest. Between Facebook, Google, and Apple, they cover 3/4 of the world or more, almost cover every spot. Twitter kind of fills in the blanks a little bit. And then you throw in LinkedIn and Pinterest, and there you go, and Instagram. That's your big social media, your big five or your big six there. And they control about 98-99% of everything you see that's on their platform, everything you see, everything you hear, and everything. You know, people actually will take a rumor on Facebook. I know this to be true. And they'll run with the rumor, knowing that it's not true, but just that it's popular. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast, folks. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I can't thank you enough. We're listener supported. And because we're listener supported, we depend on folks like you to contribute, to donate to our cause. And I try to keep getting you news and information out each and every week. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. But most importantly, folks, God bless you and your families. I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you soon. God bless you all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.